Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everybody. It's the start of Championship Saturday here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. We're glad to have you along as we'll start off our 2 p.m. game here live from Hartwick College between Sydney and Green. It's the boys' game, and then we'll have three games to follow: the Mac girls at 4 o'clock, the Tri-Valley girls at 6, and the Tri-Valley boys with a nightcap at 8 o'clock. And I'm glad to have my broadcast partner back with me for this Mac Boys Championship, longtime local AAU coach, Bob Butcher. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, well, it's the first time I've actually watched Sydney play, so it's kind of exciting to be here.
Well, I know it's the first time you've seen them play this year, but, I mean, you've seen both these teams in some capacity throughout their young basketball careers.
Well, the thing that I noticed about Green is they're senior-laden. I think they won the MAC 11-0. They've got a lot of leadership on the team. All of these kids from Sydney have played together for a number of years, but knowing Mike Brzee, you know, they're going to be battle-tested and ready to play.
Well, this is a Sydney team that was kind of finding themselves early in the year after losing guys like Nick Mino last year, who was a real leader. They had two early season losses. One of them was to Green right at the buzzer down in Sydney. It was a 39-36 game, but since then, they really have seemed to have found themselves, and boy, just a ton of guards that are ready to go for the Warriors.
The one thing that I like about Sydney is doing a little bit of research for the game, is they played a very difficult schedule at the beginning of the year. You look at their schedule, they played a lot of A's, a lot of B schools, and that's what Mike Brzee does. He likes to do that to get ready for this time of the year, and it pays off for him.
Well, it's set to be a great matchup here today between Sydney and Green, and welcome everybody into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center. Of course, Cork and the crew are located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We have a number of special sponsors here for Championship Saturday. We'll be talking about them throughout our broadcast, and we couldn't be here without them, so thank you to them. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll hear from Green head coach Chris Rice and get his thoughts on his boys' first trip to the MAC championship in school history. For Bob Butcher, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
MAC Championship Basketball live from Hartwick College. Nate Lull here with you on WCDO, and we're joined by the head coach of the Green Boys, Chris Rice. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, glad to talk to you.
Coach, has to be exciting for your team to get here and go undefeated in league play. What does it mean to you and the guys to accomplish this and have a chance to bring home a league title this year?
It's a big thing for this team. These boys, probably 9 senior-laden boys, have been playing for many years together. Something Green actually has never been in the MAC championship, so it's a big deal. It's brought our community together. Really showed that a lot of hard work, a lot of team unselfishness really can bring great things.
And Coach, it's your first year at the helm with these guys. What's that experience been like, installing your system and getting them to buy in? And it certainly seems like you've had great success so far.
See, honestly, as a first-year coach, it's been a real learning experience. It's different to realize in a winter sport how long you really devote your time. I got a young family and an actually wonderful wife who supported me all the way. But I actually brought in quite a staff, so I'd say it's more of a program than just being a coach. I have 2 assistants who are definitely wise in their ways when it comes to basketball, definitely help out a lot, and a tremendous amount, just being there on the bench, being there at practice. You realize that when you devote this much time to kids, it goes way beyond just teaching them, you know, how to play better ball, but really how to grow into good young men. I think that's the main thing of my goal working with this team, and I said our success has definitely showed me that with putting in a lot of effort, you can get some great things out of it.
In my travels around the MAC this year, I always seem to get this question, so I thought I would pass it on to you. What is Green like? How are they built? What are their strengths? I thought maybe I would let you describe what your team is all about to our listeners.
I say what I have is I have a group of really good athletes. I can't say I have, you know, the greatest basketball players, but I have great athletes, the kids that just physically are built very sturdy, very well, athletically, can just play any sport, you know, anything they try to do, and they're just aggressive. They really pretty much do anything for me on the court, and in practice, having 10 kids deep makes for some really exciting practices, sometimes almost more exciting than what we've seen in game, in which they kind of go at each other. So I'd say just a great group of kids, too, on and off the court. You know, most of them are high honor roll students who, you know, the type of kids that you want those brains on a team, and just the mental toughness that's showing now at this time late in the season is what's the impressive part. You know, they really have shown they don't lose their cool.
Early in the season, you got a big road win right at the buzzer against Sydney. What are some of the challenges that the Warriors present to you guys here for the championship contest?
Well, I can remember them back. Definitely been thinking about it. They're a physical team. Obviously have a, you know, as I've learned now, that they have a great coach, someone who's been around for a long time and has done great things. That first game is nothing to even think about other than a little bit. He's definitely going to have them prepared here at the end of the season. We're hoping they take advantage that, you know, maybe they're younger than us, but they have some guards that can really play, can shoot. You can tell they're going to come right at us. They're probably most likely going to slow down the pace. Hoping something that we're going to be able to increase that pace with this game. Excited to get the chance to play such a great team. Definitely excited to be able to meet a team like this in Hardwick, a team that I know they're going to want to come back from that loss early in the season, the buzzer beater that we had. So I know they're going to be ready to play and really probably come right at us.
Green basketball head coach Chris Rice. Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Sydney in the MAC championship.
Thank you.
This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more High School Hoops today on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Hartwick College. We are going to pause for the national anthem, folks. When we come back, the Sydney boys taking on the Green Trojans here in the MAC Championship. Again, live from Hartwick College. For Nate Lull, I'll be right back here on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and reenlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and reenlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Bob Butcher with you here today on CDO. Let's get you set for the starting lineups for the boys' MAC championship between Sydney and Green. First for head coach Mike Brzee and the Sydney Warriors, a junior, number 11, Trevor Dutton, a junior, number 12, Alex Hopkins, also a junior, number 14, Kyle Smith, the lone senior on this squad, number 21, Zach Green, and a junior, number 33, the big guy, Colin Carl. On the other side for Green and head coach Chris Rice, they start a senior, number 00, Dalton Brower, a senior, number 2, Jordan Harrington, also a senior, number 11, Luke Day, a junior, number 21, Luke Erickson, and a senior, 6'3", number 32, Joe Miranda. So there's your starting lineups for Green and for Sydney. Coach, some of your final thoughts here as we get set for the boys' MAC championship. Great crowd here at Hartwick today.
Well, I think the names that stick out to me on the Green roster that you got to watch for the shooters are number 2, Jordan Harrington, and number 11, Luke Day. You know, Sydney's not very big inside. When you see 6'2", 6'3", inside, they're going to have to figure out how they're going to slow that down. For Sydney, though, you know, they've been these sophomores and juniors, they've been playing against better competition all year long. If Brzee can slow it down a little bit, I think we're in for a good game.
You know, a lot of people all year have asked me, why does Coach Brzee do that? Why not go out and play some more local teams? Why always go down to the Binghamton tournaments? He brought Owego in this year and several schools like that. Can you explain why you might want to do that as a coach?
Well, I think one of the things I like, you got a young roster. Throw them in the fire, figure out what works, what doesn't work, and then when you hit the schedule in the MAC championship, you know, you're ready to play and ready to play well at the end of the year.
Well, and we got a packed house here today at Hartwick as they announce the starting lineups. They do a very nice thing here in the MAC by announcing everybody on the team first. So Sydney going through their starting lineups right now. They are in the road maroon uniforms here today with the white trim. It says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the chest there. Green is in the home white uniforms. The green trim says Trojans in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. Let's take this opportunity to thank some of our special sponsors here for today's broadcast, including Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Bob's Diner in Bainbridge, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Smith Insurance, located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, Eaton and Griffith Law Office in Sydney, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, Amerigas in Sydney, the Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Cabone Chiropractor and Massage on River Street in Sydney, Jessup Howes Building Supply in Sydney Center, of course, Sydney Federal Credit Union, who sponsors our web stream today on WCDO Sports, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, Neighbors Insurance, Route 7 in Sydney and Oneonta, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin, the Silo Restaurant, Route 20 in Green. Attorney Dolores G. Fogarty in Unadilla, McDowell and Walker in Delhi, Afton, and in Mang Drive in Sydney. Twin Valley Finished Lumber in Sydney. C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney. Assemblyman Cliff Crouch. Huff Ice Cream of Sydney. Wakeman Construction of Sydney. Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning, of course, of Sydney. Certified Public Accountant Ryan C. Johnson of Unadilla and Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney. So all our hometown sponsors, thank you so much for allowing us to be here today as we have the starting lineups in the book and we are ready to go here between Green and the Sydney Warriors. Set to be a great one here with teams that are very deep. They had to fight their way through the semifinals. Green taking down Unadilla Valley by 3 points and Sydney holding off Delhi on their home floor. So here we go. A great matchup between number one Green and number two Sydney.
Yeah, and the one thing I like about Sydney is, you know, I like Mike Brzee and Bob Conway. They're the same way. You want to catch them early in the season if you want to catch them off guard because they just get better and better as the season goes on. They're all fundamentally sound. It's going to be a great game.
Green head coach Chris Rice in our pregame interview saying, I've learned throughout my first season that Mike Brzee, there's no trick he hasn't seen, and he felt lucky to get that victory early in the year, and he said we'll probably see a lot of different tricks come out of his sleeve here today at Hartwick.
Yeah, and Mike's going to play, he's going to want to play a half-court man. You know, that's something he preaches every day in practice, probably a little bit of a 2-2-1 full-court press, and hopefully it'll keep him in the end of the game.
Here we go, Sydney going left to right, Green right to left, and the Trojans win the opening tip, but Zach Green will steal it away. And the Warriors will have the first possession. We'll see what Green comes out in defensively. Here is Hoskins to the right side. Hoskins finding Trevor Dutton outside the three-point line. Sydney looking to get it inside. Looks like a little man-to-man here for Green. Left side for Kyle Smith, who has kind of taken over as the point guard and the general for this Sydney team throughout the second part of the season. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Kyle Smith, far side, still looking for options. Finds Green, right baseline, left baseline, excuse me. Tipped out of bounds, will stay with the Warriors.
Yeah, this is the triangle offense that Mike Brzee is running has been a staple in his program for a long time.
And 7 left on the shot clock here. And they'll look to inbound on the left wing. They find Dutton. He's open on the inbounds play in his 3. He fires it long, but a rebound for Sydney. Right back to Kyle Smith. And he'll dish one over for Alex Hoskins, who couldn't come away with it. Ball out of bounds. Green last touched it with Luke Day, and it'll stay with the Warriors.
And I'm going to have to charge Mike Brzee for some of these out-of-bounds plays because he's still running some of my stuff.
Take what you can get, right? He obviously knew they were quality plays. He kept them in his back pocket. Here is Alex Hoskins, left side, still outside the three-point arch. Finds Zach Green, drives down, left low block, goes up, misses the little chippy layup and a rebound for Green, their first look on offense. Green down the floor going right to left, and they'll start it off with Jordan Harrington, the 5'9 senior, wearing number 2. Sydney comes out in their signature man-to-man. Back up to the top of the key, a shot for Green, up and good for Joey Miranda, and Green gets on the board first. And here is Dutton down the left side, a 2-0 lead for Green. Now for Zach Green on the far side for Sydney. Back up top for Kyle Smith as Sydney goes left to right. Right side wing for Dutton. Leaves one off for Hoskins again outside the three-point arch. Finds Kyle Smith. Left side 3. Too hard. Rebound for Alex Hoskins. And the ball trickles out of bounds. Zebra Crew saying it's going to go back to Green.
One of the things that I like on the Green, the first trip down for Green, is they really isolated a post player and probably one of their best guards. And they, you know, and Green capitalized and made that elbow jump shot.
And Jordan Harrington walks it up the floor. Left side for Luke Day. Now for Joe Miranda on the left side as Green goes right to left. They cross half court and they'll set up the offense here.
Sydney switched to a 2-3 zone.
Very interesting move here by Coach Brzee, but Luke Day is going to make him pay with a 3 from the right side. And Green jumps out to a 5-0 lead over Sydney here in the Boys MAC Championship game. Left side here for Kyle Smith. I haven't seen Sydney really do that at all. Switch like that in the middle of the game.
No, and I think last week the switch at halftime is what helped them beat Delhi.
To the right side for Dutton. Sydney trying to move the ball. They get Hoskins down low for Colin Carl. Up and in. Nice ball movement. Gets the Warriors a bucket. And it's 5-2, and here comes the press for Sydney.
Sydney's trademark 2-2-1 press off of a make. You'll probably see if they can get a turnover or two and a quick basket.
Jordan Harrington to the right side. Closely guarded here. Now a double team coming from Sydney. And back up for Luke Day, who has 2 points. Far side for Jordan Harrington. Again, it's Green 5, Sydney 2 with 5:15 to go in this first quarter, and now a traveling violation in the far side corner for Green's Luke Erickson.
Yeah. Green comes out with a little pressure of their own. It looks like full court man, but if you're playing this zone against Green, you really need to know where Jordan Harrington and number 11 Luke Day are on the floor.
And here's Kyle Smith passing ahead for Trevor Dutton. He got tied up on the far side with Luke Erickson there of Green. Ball out of bounds, but will stay with the Warriors as they go left to right. 5:05 to go, first quarter here on CDO. It's Green 5, Sydney 2 in the Boys MAC Championship, first quarter. Sydney gets the ball down low to the left low block. Now they kick it out. Long three for Dutton. It's short. Not enough spice on it. And a rebound for the big double zero, Dalton Brower. And Green ahead with the ball with Jordan Harrington going right to left as he crosses midcourt. Harrington going up one-on-one with Dutton. And to the left side, here is Day. The jumper off the back rim. No good. Rebound for Brower. And he's fouled as he brought it down. We'll see who they get here for Sydney on the foul. Going to be on Dutton. His first.
Sydney goes back to man defense. It looks like on a miss, they're going to go back to half-court man. On a make, they're going to go 2-2-1 back to the 2-3 zone.
4:42 to go, first quarter. 5-2 is the score. Green on top. And they get the ball in underneath their own basket, and they'll set it up with Jordan Harrington at the top of the key. Harrington to the right wing side. Hoskins out on him. Harrington picks up the dribble, and Hoskins picks a pocket and ahead now for Zach Green, but Hoskins is fouled as he tries to make the pass. With 4:30 to go in the first quarter, it's Green 5 and Sydney 2.
And so far, Green hasn't had any opportunities in the transition. Sydney's done a really good job of getting back in the half court.
And Kyle Smith will inbound on the far side, which is already filling up with a ton of fans here. As we know all day, it's going to be a packed house for all four games in the MAC and the Tri-Valley. Kyle Smith with the ball finds Zach Green to the left side. Green losing the handle, but Colin Carl is there to scoop it up here for Sydney and gets one back up for Hoskins. 20 on the shot clock. It's Green 5 and Sydney 2. Hoskins left side into the paint. Nice acrobatic move, and he's fouled as he went up for the layup by Joe Miranda.
Sydney just looks a little hesitant, you know, a little nervous. You give them a couple minutes into the second quarter, they're going to be fine.
Had to have some of those big game butterflies still. I mean, I know a lot of these guys were here last year, but there was a lot of seniors on that Sydney team that graduated.
Yeah, they're going to be okay. They settled down a little bit. They're going to be fine.
Hoskins to the line as Sydney trails 5-2, and Hoskins makes the first. That's a good thing for him. He struggled from the line the other night against Delhi. But still just does some of the other things in the game that he's always valuable on the floor. I'm sure he wants to make a bunch of these here today for the Warriors. He seems to have a knack for getting to the line. Second one is good, and that cuts it to a one-point game. Green 5, Sydney 4 with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. And here is Jordan Harrington to the right side finding Luke Day. Day, a dribble drive, and he is fouled as he goes to the tin. Got right down to about the right low block before he got hammered.
The other thing that's good about that 2-2-1 press is not necessarily getting a steal, but it really slows things down where Green's got to work the ball up the floor.
We heard head coach Chris Rice saying he hoped that they could try to take Sydney out of that game. He thought they were going to try to slow them down. As you said, they're hoping they can get out and run. So here is Luke Day to the line for the Trojans. And his first shot is up, hit the back of the rim, and falls in. So Luke Day with 3 points, Joey Miranda with 2. Those are your leaders so far here for Green. Green not afraid to go to the bench either. They come in with Brevin Gilmore. Second shot is up, and this one rims out. Ball loose on the floor, and Miranda comes away with it here for the Green Trojans. They have a 6-4 lead and the ball and a fresh shot clock. Top of the key for 3. This one is short there for Luke Erickson. Now a rebound scooped up by Sydney and Zach Green. And Green will walk it up the floor, going left to right. Passes to the floor general Kyle Smith, who barks out some signals here on the left side as Sydney goes left to right. Now for Hoskins, top of the key. Hoskins looking for some options, gets one back here to Kyle Smith. 15 on the shot clock for Dutton. Now back for Smith. Nice pump fake into the paint, down low. Good bounce pass for Colin Carl, up and good. And we're tied up at 6 with 3:25 to go in the first. Green walking it back up the floor, ahead for Joe Miranda. He lost the handle, and Colin Carl was there to pick up the loose change. And now Sydney looking for a lead here as they have tied it up 6-6 with 3:10 to go in this first quarter. Left side corner for Dutton. Passes chest to chest back up to Kyle Smith. Chance of defense from the Green student section directly in front of our broadcast booth here at Binder Gymnasium at Hartwick College. Left side for Dutton. Looks to get through a screen. Slips for a second. 8 on the shot clock here for the Warriors. Let's see if they're aware. Left side for Hoskins. He's going to have to jet a shot. Gets into the paint. Throws one up. And that one too hard. And a rebound now for Green. But a push underneath. And we'll see who this is on.
Here's B. Colin Carl.
2:42 to go in this first quarter. We're tied up 6-6 between Green and Sydney. We knew it was going to be a great game, and it's certainly starting off that way. And so that is the first foul on Colin Carl. Team fouls, 3 on Sydney so far and 2 on Green.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is, especially with Colin Carl being really their only big man, you got to really make sure that he doesn't get in a lot of foul trouble.
Green looking to break the press, and they do, and they'll set up in their half-court offense. Here is Jordan Harrington again as Green is in the home whites with the green trim going right to left. Right side here for Luke Day. Closely guarded, skips across the top of the defense. Left side, Erickson, shot up, no good. Ball loose on the floor, and Colin Carl somehow comes down with the rebound through all the wrestling and scrambling. Back for Zach Green for Sydney for a 3, too hard. And a rebound here for the Trojans, and now this kind of falls into their game as they look to run. Right side, pull-up jumper for Luke Day off the back rim, no good. And another rebound here for Colin Carl. He's off to a good start here, Bob.
Yeah, what I would like to see is Sydney has a lot of success when Alex Hoskins drives to the basket, and they run pick-and-roll for Zach Green on the wing.
Ball out of bounds here as it was down low for Colin Carl. He lost the handle, but officials say that it will stay with Sydney. Dutton checks out of the game, and Ethan Finch comes in. A normal move here for head coach Mike Brzee. 1:45 to go in the first quarter. We're tied up 6-6 between Green and Sydney here in the boys' MAC championship from Hartwick College. Ethan Finch left side for Hoskins, and now for Kyle Smith. Back for Ethan Finch, who we know has that great frame on him, and he could dribble drive but also shoot outside. Left side for Kyle Smith as we come up on 10 on the shot clock for the Warriors. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Here's Finch firing for 3, but he travels as he tried to get set for the shot. So it goes back to Green, and it looks like the Trojans are going to take a timeout. We will as well. A minute 30 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 6-6 between Sydney and Green in the Boys MAC Championship on CDL.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A minute and a half to go in the first quarter. We're tied 6-6 in the boys' MAC championship game between Sydney and Green. Bob, your thoughts on this one so far?
Well, I think all Sydney's got to do is settle down. They're getting back in transition. Their 2-2-1 is forcing Green to slow down, and they're rebounding the ball. I mean, you know, it's keeping them in the game. They just got to execute on offense.
Luke Day will bring it up the floor for the Green Trojans and passes into the corner. Now to the right side as Green goes right to left. They want another 3. This one is short, off the mark, and rebounded here by Sydney. That was Coy Austin for 3, and it was no good. So it's 6-6, now a minute 10 to go in the first quarter, and Ethan Finch will spot up for 3. Off the back iron, no good, and a rebound for the Trojans, and Luke Erickson will push it ahead. Now for Luke Day, up off the glass, can't get it to go. And a rebound here for Sydney. Stolen back by Green, but they couldn't hold on to it. Ball rolls out of play, and we'll go back to the Warriors.
And I think if you see Smith or Finch hit one of these shots, they're going to be more comfortable as they shoot the ball. They're going to look for their shot.
Almost as if the crowd is waiting for that first big bucket to go down here. As we've seen all year, the Sydney student section really into it here at Hartwick. Now a little press coming from Green. Sydney trying to work it up the floor with Ethan Finch. Just gets across the timeline with a couple seconds to spare. Great pass ahead for Hoskins. Up and in. Great vision there by Finch.
And that's one of those reasons why you play all those better schools at the beginning of the year, to see all that pressure. So come time for this, it doesn't bother you.
Green back the other way. Going up for a bucket is Luke Erickson. No good. And the Warriors rip down the rebound. Ahead for Finch. And Finch, let's see, did he get fouled? Yes, he did. He got pushed on that left baseline as he went for the drive. With 24 seconds to go in the first quarter, it's Sydney 8 and Green 6. The Warriors will inbound underneath the bucket. And so Kyle Smith will inbound at the left low block as Sidney goes left to right, and they get it in for Zach Green. Shot clock is off, so Sidney could choose some time here.
Well, Green goes to a 2-3 zone now, too.
So both teams kind of throwing some different quirks into it here today, the first quarter. Now here's Finch in the corner, bounce pass down low for Carl. They work it back out, good ball movement for Kyle Smith, and let's see, a foul with 6 seconds to go in the quarter, and it's 8-6, Sidney on top.
Jordan Harrington, that's his second.
So Jordan Harrington picks up his second foul, and that's the team's fourth foul, and he's going to have to come out of the game. And so Josh Harrington will come in for brother Jordan. And so Sidney here with 6 seconds left, Bob, will have to inbound directly next to the green bench.
And this is where you want to see Kyle Smith take a shot, or Ethan. It looks like he's going to come off the screen.
Smith is going to try a lean-in three off the front rim, no good, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. Sidney on top of Green, 8-6. We'll be right back. It's exciting, boys. MAC basketball championship action today here on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
This Valentine's Day, treat the one you love to a romantic dinner at Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria, Union Street in Sidney. Start with one of their delicious appetizers, steamed clams, shrimp cocktail, or stuffed mushrooms. Then select from their regular menu or their Valentine's specials, including prime rib with scallops and shrimp, pan-seared salmon, or chicken piccata. Dinners include a complimentary glass of wine for the ladies. Show her how much you love her this Valentine's Day. Call Roma's in Sidney today for reservations. 563-8888.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here on CDO, and I'm joined by longtime AAU local coach Bob Butcher. Start of the second quarter here, live from Hartwick College. It's Sidney leading 8-6. Bob, your thoughts as we get set for the second quarter here.
I like what Sidney's doing. They get back. They don't allow Green to get easy transition baskets. Their 2-2-1 press is slowing them down a little bit, and they're taking care of the ball.
So Sidney going left to right in the maroon with the white trim jerseys, Green in the home whites with the green trim. Sidney going left to right. It's the boys' MAC championship game here today from Hartwick College. Left side for Alex Hoskins. Quick first step baseline drive and no call. Ball out of bounds. I think Hoskins and all the Sidney fans were wanting one there, but they don't get it.
Yeah, I like Alex Hoskins. He's very aggressive getting to the basket.
Just a super athletic kid, whether it's football, baseball, or, of course, here on the hardwood for the Warriors. Sidney gets it in. Ethan Finch, spot up three. Boy, it looked good, but it was short. And a rebound here for the Trojans. And they'll walk it up the floor with Luke Day as the Trojans go right to left. Here is Day setting up the offense. Wants a pull-up three off the back iron. No good. And a rebound for Kyle Smith. And Green could just not find the range here in the early going. And Smith shooting, and he's fouled and can't get the bucket to go, but he'll go to the line.
Sidney, what I like about it, Green takes one shot, and Sidney's getting the rebound after one possession. I mean, they're not giving them second and third chances.
As a coach, does that drive you nuts when maybe your point guard comes down and fires one up 5 seconds into your possession?
Yeah. I mean, if you're Green, you want to run some offense.
Kyle Smith to the line, and his first one is up and good, and Sidney takes a 9-6 lead with 7:18 to go in the second quarter. Second one coming here for the junior, Kyle Smith. And he puts it home. First 2 points of the afternoon for Kyle Smith, and Sidney has their biggest lead, 10-6.
Yeah. Kyle's got it on the board now. He's going to be locked in. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts hitting some shots.
Ball is loose on the floor, scooped up here by Green as they get directly to half court. Now they try to skip it across, and it's intercepted here by Sidney. All started on a tip from Alex Hoskins, and Colin Carl eventually came away with it. And here is Sidney with a 10-6 lead, looking for more, but they'll call a travel on Ethan Finch in the corner with 6:56 to go in the second quarter. Ball goes back to Green. You can feel it, Bob. It's almost like Sidney wants to just take the momentum right here.
Yep. And they're not afraid to push the ball either.
And so Green will bring the ball up the floor. 6:50 to go in the second quarter. It's Sidney 10 and Green 6. To the right side, the Trojans take it to the hoop, up and in for Luke Day. And he's got 5 points, and that's a bucket that Green really needed. It's 10-8, Sidney on top by 2. 6:35 to go, second quarter. Here is Kyle Smith setting it up here, the junior, part of this junior class, which is so big for the Warriors. Right side for Zach Green, little give and go outside the three-point line. Now they'll work it down low. Again for Hoskins, up off the glass. He's fouled. And it looks like he could do that all afternoon, and Green just doesn't have an answer.
No. Alex Hoskins, I loved his first step to the basket. I mean, he's very hard to defend. Gets in the lane anytime he wants.
And so this will be Hoskins to the line. And Hoskins, again, hit his first two earlier when he was there, and it seems like if he can hit some early foul shots, that confidence is there. And the first one on this set is good. And Hoskins has a team-high 5 points for the Warriors. So it's Sidney 11 and Green 8. And so Jordan Harrington's going to come back in. He's got to play smart there with those two fouls. Hoskins, second one coming here. 6:22 to go, second quarter. And this one is left short. Rebound on the floor. Both teams scrambling, and Sidney will come away with Ethan Finch. Left side now for Kyle Smith, reverses for Zach Green, pull-up jumper from the foul line, no good, and skying for the rebound is Coy Austin, and he was really up on that one. Coming up on 6 minutes to go, second quarter, it's Sidney 11 and Green 8. Left side for Jordan Harrington as Green goes right to left, outside the three-point line. They'll back up towards half court. Jordan Harrington with the ball, Hoskins draped all over him. Passes one off for Dalton Brower, pull-up jumper, 10 feet, no good, and a rebound for Sidney, and boy, Bob, Sidney doing a great job, as you said earlier, on the glass.
Yep, they give him one opportunity to score, and that's it.
And here's Ethan Finch the other way, up and in. A right-handed layup gets it to go, and Sidney leads 13-8 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter.
Yep.
And here is Green down the floor with Jordan Harrington. They'll work it to the left baseline for Joe Miranda, and he found that opening up and in. Miranda with 4 points, and it's 13-10. Green trailing Sidney.
Yeah, and that's one of those things Mike Brzee preaches every day in practice. You got to cut off the baseline. Carl just gave that up because he didn't want to pick up an easy foul.
Left side now for Sidney as they go left to right on the wing with Alex Hoskins. Hoskins, chest pass for Colin Carl, 15 on the shot clock for Zach Green. Dribble drive, and he's fouled. And Sidney is just having a real easy time getting to the basket here, and if they don't make it, they seem to be picking up fouls. This is going to be the seventh team foul on Green here in the first half.
I'd be curious to talk to Mike. I wish I could talk to him right now. They're running some of that old Princeton-type offense. You know, we're going to look to get the ball in the high post and cut, drive whenever you can, and the lanes are there. You've got Finch in the scoring column at Smith now, and I think that's really going to help Sidney down in the future of the game.
5:05 to go in the second quarter. Sidney leading 13-10, and Zach Green at the line. First one is up and good for Green, the lone senior on this team here for head coach Mike Brzee. We'll have an interview with Coach Brzee during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, so make sure you stay tuned for that during our intermission break. We're just about 5 minutes away from that here as Sidney leads 14-10, and Green at the line. Second one coming here. Takes a deep breath, and this one off the back rim, no good, but Colin Carl gets a rebound, and Sidney gets a fresh shot clock to work with. Here is Kyle Smith, left side for Finch, as Sidney goes left to right in the maroon with the white trim.
Green goes back to a 2-3 zone.
So both teams really not afraid to switch it up here. It looks like that's part of the game plan today. Ethan Finch in the right corner, quick ball reversal to the left side here for Kyle Smith. Into the corner for Finch, who's running the baseline. Now down low to the left block for Hoskins. Back out for Finch. 8 on the shot clock. Sidney has to hurry. Down to 5. Here's Green. He gets a good 20-footer and bangs it home. Great possession there by Sidney, and they come away with a 16-10 lead.
You got to like kids like Zach Finch. He probably doesn't lead the scoring column every night, but he does all the little things. Pass the ball, rebound the ball.
And now Green back the other way. A layup is up and good for Luke Erickson. And if your head coach Chris Rice, you got to be excited about that, as he needs to get him on the score sheet, and it's 16-12, Sidney on top. Green passes for Hoskins down low, up off the glass, too hard. Colin Carl a rebound. Back out for Green for 3. It's short. Hoskins a rebound. Passes over for Colin Carl, who's tied up, and we'll have a whistle. 3:54 to go in the second quarter, and the big boys are pushing and shoving down low.
Yeah, and I love this Colin Carl kid. He's probably got four or five rebounds already. He's got a nose for the ball.
That is his first. 3:54 to go in the second quarter, and I got to say, we've done a lot of Sydney games here this year on CDO, and this is some of the best work we've seen from Colin Carl. He's always very consistent, but just the amount of rebounds he's gotten already, truly amazing, considering I think he's kind of outmatched in terms of being a little shorter than some of the Green guys.
Yeah, and I'm sure part of the game plan, Brzee said, we have to rebound the ball and not give him extra opportunities.
Colin Carl, no good at the line, and Green will come back the other way. 3:45 to go before the halftime break. Sydney boys leading 16-12. So Sydney with the lead, and Green now in the paint with Jordan Harrington, who's been quiet so far. They pass down low here for Brevin Gilmore. Turnaround shot is no good, and we'll have a whistle. Going to be a foul on Sydney as Joe Miranda got tripped up as both teams were trying to box out.
And actually, one of the things, an adjustment Mike Brzee has to make at halftime, the last 6 points that Green has scored have been on layup. All they got to do is force them to make outside shots, make it a little bit tougher for them.
Well, you know, it's a strange day when you see the Delhi and Sydney student sections all sitting together cheering for one team. They were just enemies a week ago. Green with the ball, and they'll fire up a three on the left side. That's no good, and Sydney comes away with a rebound, and Ethan Finch will pass to the far side for Kyle Smith. Smith over the timeline, setting it up here with 3:15 to go, second quarter. It's Sydney with a 16-12 lead in the boys' MAC championship here on CDO. And here is Dutton back up for Kyle Smith to the high post for Colin Carl. Back out for Finch. Good look in three. Too hard, though, and then up over the backboard and out of bounds with 3 minutes exactly to go in the second quarter. Green is going to take a timeout. It's Sydney 16 and Green 12. We'll take a small break here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell and Bob Butcher with you here on WCDO. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Live from Hartwick College, it's the boys' MAC championship game, and Sydney leading Green at 16-12. Green gets across half court against that full court pressure from Sydney, and they'll set up the offense with Jordan Harrington, who is still scoreless here, one of the main ball handlers and scorers for Green. And to the right side with 15 on the shot clock. They get to the high post, ball is stripped, but they go back to Harrington. He wants that three, but he's got Finch right in his face from Sydney. Harrington passes high post. Now they work it outside. A long three for Green is up and good from Luke Day, who's got 8 points here so far this afternoon. He's got 8 of the 15. 2:20 to go in the second quarter, and it's 16-15. Sydney up by one. Here is Dutton down the right side. Great bounce pass for Colin Carl, and the pump fake sold it, and he's fouled.
Yeah, and Luke Day is the one that's keeping him in the game, you know, hitting some shots.
I mean, if you had told head coach Chris Rice that Jordan and Josh Harrington both with no points with 2 minutes to go before halftime, I think he would say you'd be in trouble. But, you know, Luke Day really coming through. First one up and good for Colin Carl. And he's got 5 points so far here for Sydney.
Yeah, Colin Carl is playing great. Rebounds, scoring, getting the ball on the block, getting to the line.
2:13 to go, second quarter at 17-15. Make it 18-15. Colin Carl's got 6 points, and Sydney back up by three, 18-15. With 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. And now a steal, but a call here on Trevor Dutton as he tried to strip the ball right at the top of the key.
Foul is on number 11.
So here's the team foul situation. Nine up on the board here for Green, or for Green, and five for Sydney.
Zachariah Green back in for the Warriors.
And so Green will have the ball underneath the bucket, and Jordan Harrington will inbound. Back to the top of the key here for Luke Erickson. Into the corner for Harrington, and he can't get it going. He misses the three-pointer, and Zach Green comes down with the big rebound with a minute 55 to go before the halftime break. And Kyle Smith will walk it up the floor to the left side for Zach Green. Green, a bounce pass into the corner for Ethan Finch, gets it back to Green with a minute 40 to go before the halftime break. Sydney leading 18-15. Finch in the corner. This would be a big possession for Sydney if they could get a bucket. Shot for Kyle Smith, no good, and Joe Miranda the rebound for the Trojans. And ahead, up over the defense, a pull-up jumper here for the Trojans is off the mark from Coy Austin, but somehow Jordan Harrington in the land of the trees came down with that rebound.
Yeah, and that's the first time Green's got a second possession off the rebound.
Coy Austin to the right side, passing back for Jordan Harrington at the top of the key. Harrington looking for the dribble drive. He gets into the paint. Great pass down low. Up and the rebound. The layup is no good for Mitchell Walters. Green gets the rebound and they're fouled, but they missed the chippy there with a minute to go here in the second quarter.
Well, what I like Green does is they really spread the floor. They look for guard penetration, and then if you get the help, they're looking to dish down on the block for an easy layup.
And so Mitchell Walters will go to the line here for Green. And Mike Brzee wants to take a timeout to talk things over. 1:03 to go in the second quarter. 18-15 is the score. Sydney on top of the Trojans of Green in the Boys MAC Championship. We'll take a 30-second break here on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 1:03 to go in the second quarter. Sydney boys in the MAC championship leading 18-15. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's Championship Saturday. We'll have the MAC girls championship following this broadcast. The tip-off is set for 4 o'clock. We'll be right back here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. So Green to the line, and the first one is off the mark out of the timeout from Mitchell Walters. Nate Lull and Bob Butcher with you here on CDO. Great to have you along here today, Bob.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to come down anyway. Probably the worst part of the day is trying to find a place to park.
Yes, if you're coming for the games later, make sure you get here and try to find a place. Walters makes the second one for Green, so we're back to a two-point game. 18-16, Sydney ahead with 1 minute to go before the halftime break. Right side for Kyle Smith, brings it across half court. Smith for Ethan Finch. Gets it to Steven Smith, who's checked into the game. The lanky sophomore down into the corner, and he will travel. 46 seconds to go in the second quarter, and Green now with a chance to maybe tie it up or take the lead on this possession.
Yeah, and here's where it becomes important. If Green misses a shot, you have to get the rebound so you can run the clock out in one possession in the offensive set.
Here's Jordan Harrington ahead for Joe Miranda. Gets to the foul line. Passes down low for Walters. Works it back out for Harrington. Wide open three. It's short. Can't get the shooter's rolls. It hit the rim three times. And now Colin Carl. There he is, Bob, with another rebound for Sydney.
Yeah, and if you're Sydney now, you want to make sure unless you get a layup, you want to prove me wrong.
Well, Ethan Finch was going for that layup down the left side, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line. Looked like he was kind of hesitating on if he should back it out or not. Went for it, got fouled, and now these are big foul shots here for Sydney with 18 seconds left in the second quarter.
One of the things we talked about at the beginning of the game is not allowing Green to get in transition. I think they've only had one look in transition. Sydney's done a really good job of getting back on defense.
Ethan Finch, the first one is good. He's got 3 points, and what a valuable asset to come off the bench, the sophomore Ethan Finch. A lot of talk around Sydney that this is a group that can be good for a couple of years to come. Finch to the line. Second one is short. And a rebound for Green. So it's Sydney 19, Green 16. Harrington will bring it up the floor. Crosses the big Hartwick Hawks logo at midcourt. Trying to get to the bucket, and he's fouled on the floor. Good job by Jordan Harrington. He was just lowering that shoulder, trying to find some room, and he draws a foul. And he's going to go to the line here to shoot one and one.
Sydney foul on number 21, Zachariah Green. That's his first.
So Zach Green picks up the foul, and Harrington, the senior who has not scored yet, will head to the line, and maybe this will jumpstart him for the second half. Harrington to the line, up and good. And so it's 19-17 with 10 seconds left. Second one coming here for the 5'9 senior Jordan Harrington. And 11-0 in MAC play, Green. And he misses it, but Green gets a rebound, a three from the right side, off the back rim, no good. Can Sydney have enough time to get off a shot? 3 seconds left, and at half court, Smith was fouled. And they're going to say it was on the floor.
Well, it's on the floor, but it's going to be 1-1.
So a silly foul there for Green. I guess it's hard to know what to do in that situation because you don't want to let him chuck one up necessarily, but you can't take that foul either in that situation.
Right.
So Kyle Smith is going to get two shots here with 2 seconds left in the first half. And the Green student section trying to make it as loud as possible. But the first one is up and good. Cool, calm, and collected for Kyle Smith.
Well, what I like is Brzee has moved Colin Carl out of there saying don't pick up a silly foul underneath the basket off a miss.
And so here's Kyle Smith. The second one is good. And so those come in handy. Let's see if Green can get off a shot with 2 seconds left. They'll get it to half court. Finch steals it, pulls up at the buzzer, got it. And let's see. They'll count it. It's going to be a two, but they will count it. Unbelievable. A steal there by Ethan Finch. They'll say it's a two-pointer, and Sydney's going to go into the locker room with a 23-17 lead. Unbelievable, Bob.
And I think, I could be wrong, but I think that was just a five-point swing. Wasn't Sydney just up by 1 point?
Yes.
Now they're up by six.
23-17 at the half, and boy, that has to be a momentum killer there for Green and such a boost for Sydney.
Well, and who just scored? Finch?
Finch.
Finch, and we talked about that. You get Smith and Finch going along with and Zach Hoskins. He hasn't, or Alex Hoskins hasn't scored at all here in the last few minutes. You get all of those guys going. Watch out, Sydney.
So Sydney with a little swing right before the halftime buzzer, and it's the Boys MAC Championship. Sydney leading 23-17 at the break. Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. But we'll also hear when we come back from Sydney Boys head coach Mike Brzee, get his thoughts on this Sydney season and what his team needs to do to be successful here in today's game. Again, our halftime score, 23-17, the Sydney Boys on top of Green. For Bob Butcher, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime. Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports as we get set for the Boys MAC Championship. The Sydney boys have a chance to repeat as they take on the Green Trojans. So we're joined by Sydney head coach Mike Brzee. Coach has to feel good. The MAC was very tough this year. A lot of teams in the top four that were quality teams. And so far you've been able to weather the storm and get back to have a chance to try to repeat here today.
Yeah, the league was pretty tough. A lot of parity throughout even, you know, top six or seven teams. Any night, if you didn't play well, you could wind up with a loss. Yeah, we're glad to be back. Defending champions, it's always nice to have a shot to defend that title, so we're real pleased about that.
When you played Green in the regular season, of course, they went undefeated. It was very early on, and they beat you guys right at the buzzer. Is that a game you learned anything from about Green, or was it so early in the season that everything has changed now?
I think it's a game where we did both of those things. We learned a little bit about Green. We learned a little bit about ourselves. It was early enough, and we made some mistakes in that game, and now we've made some changes or some corrections and fixed some of those things we did poorly, and hopefully we can do them better this Saturday.
What are your impressions on this Green team? It seems like in my travels around the MAC, yes, they're undefeated and they're the number one seed, but it's like people don't know a lot about them. What do you think they bring to the table here?
Well, first of all, I have a lot of returning players. They were all young, very much like my team is this year, last year. They were mostly juniors, and now they're all returning as seniors, so they're veteran and experienced, and I think that's probably their biggest asset. The guards are very quick, and they have a depth of big kids. They can bring three, four bigger kids off the bench whenever there's foul trouble or to rest people, and that makes it tough against a team like our team, who only really has two big guys.
Do you think it helps having the experience from last year? I know you graduated some guys that were very key last year. But, you know, you guys have been there before. Do you think that helps with some of the butterflies and jitters?
Hopefully. You know, we have three or four guys that played last year's team and were in that game. So hopefully that'll help bring the other guys along. And butterflies are normal anyways, and you wouldn't be normal if you didn't have them. But hopefully we get those jitters out quick and are ready to play.
After losing Nick Mino to graduation last year, do you see someone on this team who has really stepped up and kind of become the leader on or off the court?
That's kind of been one of our issues. We didn't really have a leader. Zach Green is the only senior, and he leads in some fashions, but we don't really have a standout leader, and it's kind of come around, and they've been doing it by committee, taking care of what things they can take care of as a group. And, you know, we've been kind of going that way because we didn't really have a standout leader that replaced Nick.
Wanted to ask you about the semifinal win against Delhi on your home floor. You were down, you know, 8 or 9 points on two separate occasions, and you were able to weather the storm and come back. Has to say a lot about your team and their resiliency.
Yeah, I guess we were saying it's a good thing there's two halves to a game, because we didn't play very well in the first half, and then we came out and made some adjustments and played much better in the second half, changed the defense, and finally started making some shots. And the kids just hung in there and fought for the entire game, and finally the ball started dropping, and we got the lead, and we're able to hang on to the lead.
My last question here with Sydney Boys head coach Mike Brzee. Coach, now you know your sectional draw. Kind of looking ahead here a little bit, your thoughts on the upcoming tournament?
You know, we're pleased to be a 5 seed. We weren't sure we were going to be that high. We're happy about that. Playing Oxford for a second time. You know, we like to play other teams, not always play the same teams. It's just good to do that. But get Oxford at home again, I guess that's okay. But, you know, they present some problems with Kevin Davis, who was the MVP of our league. And we'll have to prepare and be ready for that to be able to move on to a second round.
Sydney Boys head coach Mike Brzee. Coach, good luck in the championship game against Green. And we'll have more MAC Boys basketball coming up here on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report here live from Hartwick College. Nate Lull and Bob Butcher with you. Morabito is delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And our halftime score is Sydney 23, Green 17. Coach, your thoughts on the first half? I mean, very balanced scoring for Sydney, and they get that little momentum swing with the Ethan Finch jumper right at the buzzer.
Well, I think Green had to go to a 2-3 zone because they got some foul trouble. We'll see if they come out in the 2-3 zone in the second half. But I was really impressed with Sydney only giving up one shot per possession. At the end there, Green scored a couple times getting to the basket. I mean, if Sydney can eliminate them driving to the basket, they're going to be even better off than they were before. Get some of those younger guys scoring, and Sydney's going to be in good shape.
So Green is out on the floor warming up for the second half. Sydney still in the locker room. You know Mike Brzee almost better than anybody. What do you think he's saying to his guys here in the locker room at Lambros Arena?
I think he's repeating what he said in the beginning. We have to get back. We can't allow them to get baskets in transition. We've got to go out and we've got to know where Harrington are and Luke Day are. We got to make sure that we force them to take outside shots and not layups.
And let's go through our scoring summary in the first half. First for Green, 8 for Luke Day, 4 for Joe Miranda, 2 for Luke Erickson, 1 for Mitchell Walters, and 1 from Jordan Harrington. Very balanced on the other side for Sydney. 6 from Colin Carl, 5 apiece from Ethan Finch and Alex Hoskins, 4 from Kyle Smith, 3 from Zach Green. I mean, that's 5 guys doing a lot of work right there. And Colin Carl, a very great first half, very successful, not only getting to the line, but also on those rebounds. So Sydney in very good shape at the moment.
Yeah, rebounding is the key. I was just really impressed with the way Sydney rebounded the ball. I was impressed with Sydney's guard play. You know, they took care of the ball. They didn't have a lot of turnovers. I really like what they're doing, and Mike Brzee, I'm sure, is just emphasizing the game plan from the beginning.
So our halftime score here in the boys' MAC championship game is Sydney 23, Green 17. Third quarter about to get underway. We'll take one last break. Again, our halftime score, 23-17, Sydney over Green. For Bob Butcher, I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, live from Hartwick College, as we get you set for the start of the third quarter between Sydney and Green in the boys' MAC championship game. It's Championship Saturday, folks, here on CDO. We'll have the girls' MAC championship game following this. Tip-off is set for 4 o'clock, but you want to make sure you stay tuned because a lot of times with these championship games, they could start late, they could start early. So make sure you don't turn that dial from WCDO or WCDOsports.com. Also, if you want to go back and listen to any of these games that we've done during the year, any of the games today, you can do that at WCDOsports.com. Just click on our audio archive tab. Everything's right there. It's clearly labeled. Just click on the game you want. It's all free. You can download it, listen to it on demand anytime. That's all courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. So our girls' MAC matchup at 4 o'clock will be Delhi and BG, a rematch, or as the kids are calling it, a remac from last year between Bob Conway's team and Todd Bruce's team. That's going to be a great game. But before we get there, we have a little matter to finish up here between Sydney and Green. And, of course, Bob Butcher, longtime AAU coach here with me. Great atmosphere here today for hoops. I know everyone was worried about Hartwick being a little crammed in here, but so far, so good.
I think it's an awesome atmosphere. And you had talked about the Bainbridge game. Bainbridge mirrors Sydney. I mean, you're going to talk about the exact same thing in the second game that you're talking about this game with the the youth versus the experience.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game at 4 o'clock. And then, of course, we'll have the Tri-Valley games. The girls are at 6, and the nightcap is Franklin and Lawrence in the boys' Tri-Valley championship at 8 o'clock. And we'll have that all for you here on WCDO. We're back underway. Third quarter, Green will come out with the ball going left to right. Here is Jordan Harrington into the paint, up, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line. Green is in the white uniforms with the green trim going left to right now to start the third quarter. Sydney is in the maroon uniforms with the white trim. They will go right to left to start this third quarter.
Green has ran this several times and had a lot of success. They run four low, the point guard at the top, and they try and drive to the basket. And every time they have, they've gotten either to the line or they've gotten an easy shot.
And Jordan Harrington at the line, he leaves the first one short. He's only got 1 point here, a guy that averages in double figures for this Trojans team. Do you think, Coach, that's more of a jitters thing or more of the Sydney defense as he makes the second one?
I think Zach Green's been knowing where he is on the floor. That probably has something to do with it, but I wouldn't be surprised he hits a few shots here in the second half.
Speaking of Zach Green, that's him with the ball on the right side. Again, as Sydney goes right to left to start the third quarter here, they have a 23-18 lead. Here is Trevor Dutton, another one of that junior class that has played so well together here this year. Hats it off for Kyle Smith, and now it's stolen away by Jordan Harrington. He's off to the races, and the layup coast-to-coast is good. And Jordan Harrington trying to jumpstart this team. And as Sydney inbounds the ball, we'll have a foul on Green, this one on Luke Day for a push. And it's 23-20 now, Sydney on top.
And that's just a youth mistake, not going to the ball, you know, and defense stepping in and stealing the ball.
So just 45 seconds into the third quarter, and Green has already cut right into the Sydney lead. It's back to a three-point game. Sydney leads 23-20. Working it up the floor here is Kyle Smith. Crosses the half-court timeline, looking to get set. Smith finding Zach Green. Green looking for options. Green is back in the man-to-man. Here's Kyle Smith. Gets off a screen but doesn't take the shot. Wasn't a lot of room to be had. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Dutton. Wants the three. Hand right in his face, though. Back for Green. And into the corner for Hoskins. Back for Zach Green. Top of the key for three. Hit the front rim and died there. No good. And the Trojans with a rebound. They bring it up the floor. Ahead for Joe Miranda. Up off the glass. Makes it, and he's fouled. And the Trojans are right back in this ball game.
One of the things that we talked about in the first half is Green only had one look in transition the entire first half. They've already had two in the second half.
So that 23-17 lead that Sydney had at the halftime break has evaporated. And Joey Miranda looking for the three-point play here. If he makes it, he could tie this game back up with 6:35 to go in the third. Boy, and that's, Green having all these seniors. Maybe that's a little bit of experience that they've had this year. So here's Miranda at the line. And this one is up and just rims out. And Colin Carl the rebound. And Sydney will walk it up the floor. So it's 23-22. And Sydney still looking for their first bucket of the third quarter. Kyle Smith picks the ball up, hands it off for Colin Carl. He's on the left wing side, tries to go down low. It's tipped, but Sydney gets it back with Hoskins. 15 on the shot clock. Zach Green, dribble drive. And his left-handed little hook shot is blocked. And here's Green in transition. Down the left side for Jordan Harrington into the paint. Lost it, and they're going to say he traveled with 6:06 to go in the third. And a 23-22 lead for Sydney.
One of the things that I saw in the second quarter is because Smith and Dutton were scoring and Carl, Alex Hoskins didn't do anything. They need him to get going again to the rim because that's when Green got in foul trouble.
So Sydney going right to left against this full court pressure. They get it in for Kyle Smith up the left side in front of the scorer's table. Smith down to the baseline left side. He pulls in for a jumper, but he's fouled on the floor by Luke Erickson of Green. With 5:57 to go in the third, it's Sydney 23, Green 22. And so Sydney will inbound underneath their own basket. Well, you think, 2 minutes in, they haven't scored a basket here in the third quarter. They got to get one just for their confidence, get it back. Here's Green on the left wing, top of the key now for Smith, barking out some signals. Smith at the elbow, leaves one off for Ethan Finch, tries to go down low for Colin Carl, and Green is reading that really well. Knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with Sydney. 5:45 to go in the third, and still just a one-point lead for Sydney. They get it in for Finch, And a traveling violation here on Finch, and Green just trying to grab all this momentum now, Bob.
Yeah, you know, and I really would, if I'm running the Sydney offense, I would really look to get the ball into Hoskins or Zach Green's hands at this point.
So Green will bring it down the floor to the left corner for Jordan Harrington, and it died on the front rim. Rebound, though, for the Trojans. A kick out and a jumper is good for Luke Day. He's got 10 points, and Green has the lead, 24-23. With 5:20 to go in this third quarter, and Sydney has got to find a way to get back in it here. Zach Green will dribble drive, and he's fouled as he tries to get to the basket. That was the recipe for success in the first half.
Right.
And let's see if they can get back to it here.
Sydney has done that dribble drive to the basket two or three times, and Green has fouled on every single one of those drives.
So here's the team foul situation. Three on Green, two on Sydney so far here in the second half. Here's Green again, gets to the foul line, pull-up jumper, got it. Big bucket there for Zach Green, and Sydney leads 25-24 with 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Green trying to go up and ahead of the defense, and they do with Joe Miranda. He's got 8 points, and Green retakes the lead 26-25. Now Sydney going right to left for Colin Carl. Down low, stripped of the ball, and let's see, this is going to be a foul against Colin Carl. Coach, what did you see there?
It looked like an offensive foul. He kind of put his head down and tried to, you know, you're not going to move Dalton Brower out. He's a big kid.
Sydney fouled him at 33.
And so that's the second one on Colin Carl. So he's going to have to be careful. 4:48 to go in this third quarter. And what was a 23-17 lead for Sydney at the half is now a one-point game. Green ahead, 26-25. They kick it into the corner of... Right baseline jumper there for Dalton Brower. No good, ball loose on the floor. Hoskins come away with it. And Green fans wanted a foul, but they won't get one from the Zebra crew. Here's Ethan Finch, left side, as Sydney goes right to left. And that student section for the Warriors pretty quiet at the moment. Chance of defense from the Green student section. And here is Kyle Smith finding Ethan Finch. Nice bounce pass down low for Colin Carl. Goes up, he's blocked. Hoskins a rebound. They'll work it back outside for Smith. Straight away, three, rattled out. And a rebound for Miranda of the Trojans. And here comes Green going left to right. Harrington crosses half court. Now puts on the brakes. Looks over to head coach Chris Rice. And will set up the play. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. It's 26-25. And Harrington a straightaway three. He wants it. Hit the rim twice, no good. And a rebound for Smith of the Warriors. End-to-end action here between the Warriors and the Trojans. Green leading by one, 26-25. Zach Green to the right side. Gets inside the three-point arc. All the way to the left side. Goes up. It was partially blocked, but Colin Carl comes away with it. And then he's fouled with 3:38 to go in this third quarter.
Yeah, if I'm Sydney right now, I'd like to see the ball in either Carl's hands on the block or Zach Finch or Alex Hoskins driving to the basket. Sydney's having a lot of success with those three things.
So Colin Carl back to the line, and what was, again, a 23-17 lead for Sydney at the half is now a 26-25 lead for Green as Colin Carl misses the first one, and I think that hit every part of the rim but did not go down. Second one coming here for Colin Carl, who has a team-high 6 points for the Warriors, and if he can make this one, it'll tie it back up. The big number 33 at the line, up and good. Splash on that one. He's got seven. We're tied at 26 with 3:35 to go, third quarter. Going left to right. Green with the ball. They pass down low. Easy bucket up and in for Mitchell Walters. And he was wide open on the baseline.
Yeah, and Green is starting, instead of being passive against the press in the first half, now they're starting to attack it and get some real good looks.
Trojans lead the Warriors 28-26, 3:10 to go third quarter. Again, Sydney goes down low for Colin Carl, and he's fouled at the left low block. It seems like every time they get him the ball, he's able to pump fake and get a foul.
Yeah, he's very, very tough on the inside within 2 feet of the basket.
So Colin Carl finds himself at the charity stripe once again, and looks like, Bob, this is going to come down to a free throw type of game here.
Yep, and Green's got five team fouls, so, you know, a few more, and Sydney's going to be shooting free throws.
Colin Carl makes the first one. He's got 8 points. Yes, the team foul situation, Green with five, Sydney with three, if you're keeping track at home. Second one coming for Colin Carl. He left it short. Rebound on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it, and Joe Miranda comes away with it for the Trojans. So Green leads Sydney 28-27, 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter in the boys' MAC championship game here today from Hartwick College. Right side for Luke Erickson. Passes back off for Jordan Harrington. Gets in, little Dr. J up and under, and it goes. And Jordan Harrington has got 6 points, five of them coming in the second half. Green leads 30-27, 2:40 to go in the third. And here comes Sydney with the ball going right to left. This is Kyle Smith, left side, finding Zach Green. Green trying to look down low, has nowhere to go with it though. Now goes baseline left side. Works it back up top, a deep three here from Kyle Smith. Dials long distance, and we're tied up at 30. A huge three there for Sydney.
And that's a huge confidence booster too. That's something we talked about.
Green back the other way. They go down low and up and in again for Mitchell Walters. Back-to-back buckets for him, and Green leads 32-30 with 2 minutes to go in the third. And here comes Smith again, just like you said, Coach. He's got to have confidence after that last bucket. Here's Green down low for Colin Carl. Goes up, he's blocked. It looked like maybe it was clean from Joe Miranda, but again, Colin Carl is fouled and will go to the line.
Yeah, and if you're Green, you've got to figure out a way to make him not go to that left block. That's his favorite spot.
He's been there about three or four straight trips, and every time he's ended up at his other favorite spot, the foul line.
Right.
1:55 to go in the third. This has turned into a whale of a ball game here, folks. Green leads 32-30 in the third quarter, and Colin Carl makes it 32-31 with 1:55 to go. He's got 9 points.
Carl makes the first. He gets another.
Second one coming here for the junior, Colin Carl. And do you think maybe Sydney relaxed a little bit too much leading like that at the halftime break, or is it just Green in there?
I think Green has really picked up the tempo. I think they're really pushing the ball more.
And after the Colin Carl missed on the foul shot, the rebound came down. Both teams were fighting for it. It popped over the line, and the officials are going to say that it's going to stay with Sydney. And Green is going to take a timeout. They are not happy with that call. They want to take a minute to regroup. We'll take a little break as well. 1:52 to go in the third quarter. Green 32, Sydney 31. We'll be right back on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage, too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
1:52 to go in the third quarter. It's 32-31. Green boys on top of Sydney in the boys' MAC championship live from Hartwick College. Again, some of our special sponsors for today's game, the Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Amerigas of Sydney, Eaton and Griffith Law Office, the Amphenol Corporation, Tabone Chiropractic and Massage, the Silo Restaurant in Green, Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, Sydney Federal Credit Union, and McDowell and Walker with locations in Delhi, Afton, and Sydney. So Green with a one-point lead, 32-31. Don't turn the dial, folks. And don't click off of WCDOsports.com. Here is Kyle Smith for Sydney, who just nailed a deep three for Sydney on one of their last possessions. Again, the Warriors go down low for Colin Carl. He goes up, and this time he's blocked by Mitchell Walters, and no foul is called. And the Trojans come away with the ball. Left side, Jordan Harrington, spot up three, cannot get it to go. Rebound, though, for Walters. He goes up, and they'll say he traveled. With 1:23 to go, and boy, the Green Trojans are just not happy with a couple of calls here in the third quarter. And Sydney's going to get the ball back here.
Yeah, the other thing, too, Green's got 16 fouls, so the next one, Sydney's going to be 1-1 for the rest of the game.
1:20 to go in the third quarter. It's a one-point game. Green leading 32-31. Here's Zach Green to the right side. Green, dribble drive, pulls up about a 10-footer. It's off the mark, but the Warriors come down with the rebound. Ethan Finch throws it back up top, intercepted by the Trojans. Harrington, coast to coast, up and in. Jordan Harrington with 8 points, and Green leads 34-31. Jordan Harrington really starting to come alive here for the Trojans. And here is Kyle Smith trying to calm down the troops with 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Top of the key. Now for Hoskins, out for Finch, and back up top for Kyle Smith. Pump fakes on a three, pulls it down, back for Hoskins, who's been quiet in the third quarter. Baseline drive, and his bounce pass is intercepted by Harrington. He's off to the races, 3-on-2 if they can hurry. Inside, and it's knocked out of bounds by Sydney's Ethan Finch, saving a layup there that looked like Luke Day was going to be clear for.
Yeah, and I think if you're Sydney, you just got to be patient with the ball, run your offense.
Yeah, still a lot of time left in this game.
Yeah, don't force anything.
Almost feels like it's the end of the game, but there's still a whole quarter to go here, just the way everybody kind of has the energy going in here at the moment.
And I like this sub by Brzee. He takes out Colin Call to give him a break going into the fourth quarter.
30 seconds left, third quarter. Green leads 34-31. And they throw it in all the way back up to half court. Little messy inbounds play there, but they'll come away with it. Luke Day to the right side, into the paint for Miranda, up off the glass, no good. Another rebound, and let's see, it's going to be a foul on the floor on Sydney as Mitchell Walters was going up for the putback opportunity.
Zachariah Green, that's his second.
So the second foul on Zach Green, that's the team's fourth for Sydney. And as you said, Coach, Green with six team fouls. So Harrington underneath the basket as Green goes left to right. They will inbound the ball, and again, they'll throw it up over top of the defense for Luke Day, who has 10 points here for Green. Now for Harrington, dribble drive into the paint, up and good. He's got 10 points, and Green leads 36-31, 10 seconds to go in the third. Back out for Steven Smith. Smith looking for options, finds Ethan Finch. Let's see, 3 seconds left, back for Steven Smith. I don't think they know how much time is left, and they can't get the shot off, and that'll do it. Green leads 36-31 at the end of the third quarter. Don't turn that dial, folks. Fourth quarter coming up here on CDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zine Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back as we start the fourth quarter live here from Hartwick College. Green boys in the MAC championship leading Sydney 36-31. Joined by head coach, longtime head coach in the area, Bob Butcher. Coach, what does Sydney need to do here?
Well, Sydney's just got to be patient. They're only down by 5 points. Green fouls again. They're going to be going to the line every time that there's a foul. But I give credit to Green. Green has really picked up the intensity. They've been attacking the offense where they were a little bit passive, attacking the pressure, and they're doing a really good job.
7:45 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 36-31. And Sydney with the ball to the left side. They pass it down low here for Hoskins as they go right to left. And into the corner, it's stripped there by Harrington, and then Zach Green with a foul. And things for Sydney kind of falling apart here at the moment. They're going to have to try to get it together. Still a lot of time left here in the fourth.
Yeah, they just got to be patient with their offense.
So 36-31, Green on top. Now, if you're worried, if you're a Sydney fan sitting at home, remember they were down 9 at 2 separate occasions against Delhi in the semifinals, came back both times. So this is a team that knows how to come back. But still, Green playing very, very well at the moment as they go left to right in the home white uniforms with the green trim. 7:20 to go, fourth quarter. It's 36-31. Green passing it down low. Ball is tipped, and Sydney will come away with Steven Smith. Smith up the left side of the floor for Ethan Finch, trying to go coast to coast. Makes the bucket, and they'll call a charge here on Ethan Finch.
Yeah, and that's one of those things where, as you get a little bit older as a player, you know, if it's not there, you just got to back it out. Especially now, you've got to run your offense. You can't afford to be turning the ball over.
7:10 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Green 36 and Sydney 31. Warriors trying to get a stop. Green looking to increase the lead. Pull-up jumper here for Coy Austin is no good. A rebound for Steven Smith. We'll have a foul on Green, I believe, underneath the basket. Yes, and that one will be on Joe Miranda, and this is going to be the seventh team foul on Green, and, you know, Coach, this is where this game could really come down to the foul line situation.
Well, that's the key now. So now you know you're in the bonus situation. If you're Sydney, you've got to be attacking the basket knowing that you're going to get to the free throw line on a foul.
Perfect situation for Sydney as the clock's not running, and you're standing at the line trying to chip away at this lead.
Right.
So here is Stephen Smith at the line for the Warriors, the sophomore into the game, 6'1". No points so far tonight. He's been in and out, as he is most nights. So he'll come in for 2 or 3 minutes and then head back to the bench. First one is off the back rim, no good, and Green with a clean rebound there for Coy Austin. They'll bring it up the floor with Luke Day. Day to the right side. Closely guarded here by the Sydney Warriors, and now a steal, but he gets it back, goes up for the layup, and makes it. Kind of a broken play, but Luke Day makes him pay, and it's 38-31. Ethan Finch into the corner, and now another steal here for the Trojans. Down the left side, it's Day again, going up to the bucket, lost the handle, but again comes down with it. Out for Jordan Harrington. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Harrington chucks up a three, kind of ill-advised, and it's no good. Sydney coming back the other way. They trail 38-31. And now here's Zach Green for Sydney going to the bucket. He's blocked. They say it was clean, and Green coming back up the floor. And now this is Harrington with a layup that's no good. Sydney gets the rebound, and still at the other end of the floor, Zach Green is down on the play here for the Sydney Warriors. We'll hope that he's okay. 6:11 to go here in the fourth quarter, and that was a crazy little stanza there, Bob.
Yeah, little out of control from both teams. But, you know, one of the things that Sydney did very well when they rebounded the ball, didn't give them extra possessions or extra shots per possession. Now they're giving them two and three. It's like they're not getting back like they did in the first half. Green is really attacking them. They're really attacking their press. They're attacking their defense, and they're getting a lot of good things as a result of that, and I think that's been the difference in the second half.
6:11 to go here in this fourth quarter. The Green Trojans were trailing 23-17 at the halftime break, but it has been a completely different ball game here in the second half with 6:11 to go, and the Trojans leading 38-31, and Zach Green is still down on the floor. It looks like maybe a cramp down as he's sitting in the paint next to the Sydney basket. And, you know, he's the lone senior on this team. And with 6:11 to go, somebody has got to find a way for the Warriors to try to get back in, because right now the Trojans are playing fantastic basketball. So, again, 38-31 the score. And both teams over at their bench. And, you know, kind of a moment like this might calm everybody down a little bit here, as that was, you know, a 30-second or a minute break before Green came off the floor. Appears to be okay. I definitely think it was a cramp there.
Well, the other thing too, Mike Brzee hit it on the head in his in halftime when he was talking to you, is the leadership of Green and their guards is starting to take over in the second half here. We're starting to call more Luke Day's number and Harrington's number.
6 minutes to go, fourth quarter, and here is Kyle Smith taking it right to the rim, up and in. Kyle Smith, maybe that's the energy boost they need, and it's 38-33 with 5:55 to go in this fourth quarter. Green on top. Chance of defense from the Sydney student section. Here is Jordan Harrington. Dribbles to the right side, gets to the elbow, and into the corner here for Coy Austin. Austin looking for options, finds Joe Miranda, and a backdoor pass is intercepted by Colin Carl, and Sydney comes away with 5.5 to go. Ahead for Trevor Dutton outside the three-point line. Dutton lost the handle but then scoops it back up. Things very quiet here all of a sudden from both fan sections. Hoskins finds Dutton in the right side corner. Baseline drive for Dutton. Gets into the paint. Lost the handle. Back out for Hoskins. 15 on the shot clock for Sydney on this big possession. They trail 38-33. Here's Smith. Dribble drive for Hoskins. Back out for Dutton. 5 on the shot clock. He goes down low for Colin Carl, and they'll say a foul on the left low block. We said all game that's been his favorite spot. 2 seconds left on the foul on the shot clock, and Colin Carl is going to go to the line here.
Yeah, and that's tough because Green plays 33 seconds, really good defense, and then they give that up. But if you're Sydney, you know, and you got to be attacking the basket. I mean, you know, you're in the one-on-one every time you get fouled, so you're going to be going to the free throw line. Just make some shots.
Here's Colin Carl, and the first one is no good here for Sydney, and you can tell maybe that pressure of the moment weighing on him a little bit with 5:06 to go, fourth quarter still. Green, 38, Sydney 33 Boys MAC Championship contest.
Yeah, not only the pressure, but the legs. You know, you've been running up and down. The game's gotten a little bit quicker in the second half.
Second one is good for Colin Carl. He's got 10 points, and Mike Rizzi wants to take a timeout. 5:06 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Green 38, Sydney 34. We'll take a 30-second break here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:06 to go, fourth quarter. Green boys holding a 38-34 lead over Sydney, live from a packed house here at Lambros Arena at Hartwick College. Sydney trying to repeat as MAC champions. They won last year over at Suco against Delhi. Green, this is their first trip to the MAC championship. What a position to be in with 5 minutes to go. It's going to be a great finish.
Yeah, and if you're Green right now, one of the things they've been having a lot of success is this dribble weave on the top with the guards. Sydney, if they hesitate a little bit, Green's able to get in the lane and drive.
Here's Jordan Harrington with the ball as Green goes left to right. He gets right into the paint, onto the tin, and in. Jordan Harrington's got 12, and he just did that one himself. It's a six-point lead, 40-34. Here's Finch as Sydney goes right to left. On the left side in the corner for Kyle Smith. Baseline drive back for Colin Carl. Lost the ball on the baseline. It's tipped out of bounds. Let's see. Zebra Crew saying it's going to stay here with Sydney. 22 on the shot clock. And Kyle Smith will inbound the ball here for the Warriors. Smith finds Trevor Dutton in the corner. Dutton wants his own baseline drive. Goes up, and this one is missed, but Hoskins, the rebound, goes up. He's stripped of the ball, loose on the floor, and the Trojans come away. 4:20 to go, fourth quarter, and Green leads 40-34.
Yeah, I don't know if Hoskins has scored at all in the second half here.
No, he hasn't. He's got 5 points. It was all in the first half. And here is Jordan Harrington to the right side. Passing one out for Josh Harrington, his brother. Back to Jordan at the top of the key. 10 on the shot clock for the Trojans as the game clock hits 4 minutes to go. Harrington leans in, throws up a prayer, and it goes in. Unbelievable shot. And Green leads 42-34.
Boy, that was a tough one. It looked like he walked with that one.
That certainly looked like maybe he shuffled the feet. And Sydney is finding themselves in a 42-34 hole with 3:40 to go.
For Sydney, you need to score on this possession.
Into the corner on the right side for Hoskins. He's going to try to take it to the rim. Now we'll pass out for Ethan Finch. Little 10-footer on the baseline, and he got it. Ethan Finch has got 7. It's 42-36, and the Warriors still have life, but they're going to have some urgency coming up. Harrington brings it up the floor.
And if you're Sydney, you got to think about just getting stops. Getting stops, getting the ball back, executing on the offensive end.
And back to Harrington running the offense. Green is content to chew a little clock here. 3:10 to go. Fourth quarter, they lead 42-36. Into the corner, a pull-up jumper for Green is off the mark and no good. That was Josh Harrington and a rebound for Sydney. And ahead come the Warriors. Left side, Dutton for a three. Got it! Trevor Dutton, his first basket of the afternoon, and it's 42-39. A huge shot there from Dutton.
We just talked about it. You've got to get stops and then come down and run some offense.
Timeout taken here by Green. 2:42 to go, folks. Green 42, Sydney 39. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 2:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Boys MAC championship game here on Championship Saturday, our first of four games on CDO, and we got a heck of a ball game here with 2:42 to go, and the Green boys leading Sydney 42-39. Green with the ball at half court as they go left to right. They get it in to their senior guard, Jordan Harrington, who has 14 points. 13 of them are here in the second half. Harrington left side to the foul line for Joe Miranda. Wants a dribble drive. Instead, will pass out here for Luke Day. And Green, with 10 seconds on the shot clock, setting up one final play here on this possession. 2:20 to go on the game clock. And here is Luke Day to the far side for Harrington. Can he get a shot off? Dribble drive up and in. Jordan Harrington's got 16, and Green leads 44-39 with 2:10 left. And Sydney needs a bucket here once again, Coach.
Yeah, we talked about it too. When Green attacks the basket, you know, they're getting a lot of really, really good looks.
And here is Dutton, who just nailed that big three for Sydney on the other side. Dutton finding Hoskins. Hoskins into the paint, up off the glass. The shot is too hard, and Green with a rebound. And now time is really not on the side of Sydney. With a minute 50 to go, it's 44-39. And Green will walk it up the floor with Jordan Harrington, closely guarded here by Ethan Finch. 20 on the shot clock, but Green is content to let that clock just tick and tick to the far side here for Harrington.
And I think if you're Sydney, this is probably the last time, and you can allow them to hurt.
And there's Harrington to the bucket. He's got 18. He has just taken over the second half.
Yeah, we didn't call his name a lot in the first half, but Green just got more aggressive. Harrington gets the line, or gets to the rim.
And here's Kyle Smith for three. It's short. And Green with a rebound with a minute 10 to go. They lead 46-39.
Yeah, and if you're Sydney, you've got to start picking up the pressure here because you're down three possessions.
1 minute to go. Green looking for their first MAC championship in boys basketball in school history. Back up for Jordan Harrington. Harrington to the right side, and Sydney still has not even attempted to foul here or anything. Harrington at half court, lost the handle on the ball, picks it back up, and now he'll call a timeout with 46 seconds left. 46-39. Bob, let's keep it right here as Green ahead again, 46-39 over Sydney in this boys' MAC championship game, and Green kind of sensing a historic moment here.
Yeah, if you're Green now, you've got, you know, take care of the ball. Sydney's got to follow you. The only thing that they can do now is hope that you miss some free throws so they can get the ball back. On the other end, you haven't been hitting many shots. You've got to come down, and you're down three possessions, so you've got to figure out a way to score, too.
Jordan Harrington with 18 points for Green, 17 of them in the second half. He's definitely maybe in line for one of our post-game awards. You're going to want to stay tuned for that, folks. Our awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Apple Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance. Our offense, defense, and all-purpose awards. 46 seconds left, and you can tell the Green coaching staff, the student section, they are fired up as they are directly in front of our broadcast position here at Hartwick.
Yeah, still two halves. Green senior leadership, Day Harrington more aggressive. The whole Green team has been more aggressive with everything, and it's made a difference in the second half.
46 seconds left. Green with the ball at midcourt, going left to right. They get it in to Joe Miranda. They pass down low for Brower. This one is up and no good. Ball is tapped back out to Harrington. And we're down to 35 seconds left, and Sydney still has not fouled. Here's Harrington, and Green is just playing a game of keep away at this point. And finally, Hoskins with the foul with 31 seconds left. Green, a 46-39 lead. And heading to the line now is Luke Erickson for the Trojans. And again, we've talked about it. This is a big moment for Green to get here today. It's their first trip to the MAC Championship, 11-0 during the regular season. And they are 31 seconds away from putting the icing on the cake here, Bob.
Yeah, and you know what? Sydney played a great, great first half. Sydney's going to be back next year with the young underclassmen on the floor.
Luke Erickson makes the first one. It's 47-39. And I mean, yes, they only lose Zach Green from this team. Sydney has a lot of weapons that will return for next year. Second one is up and good for Luke Erickson. And now it's a 48-39 lead with 25 seconds to go. Ethan Finch down the floor for Sydney. His three is off the mark and no good. Ball rolls out of play and will go back to the Green Trojans. 21 seconds left, and Green leads 48-39. And the Trojans will inbound the ball with Luke Erickson, again going left to right. Sidney still in the full court pressure. They get it into Joe Miranda. He passes back, and now a foul by Kyle Smith with 18 ticks left. Again, Green leading 48-39, and barring a miraculous comeback, it looks like the Green Trojans could win their first championship in boys basketball in the MAC.
You touched on it at halftime. We talked about, well, Harrington hasn't even scored, or scored maybe one or two points. The second half, he has been on fire. He's been the difference in the game.
The one that sticks out in my mind is now Jordan Harrington coming to the bench. You know it's your day when you're in the lane, you're almost falling backwards, you throw up a little hook, and it goes in.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Just one of those days. It happens.
But what a great learning experience for both teams to be here today. I know Green is graduating 9 seniors, but you know, for Sidney to get here this moment 2 years in a row, this class is going to have a lot of experience for next year, too.
Oh, yeah.
So Green going to the bench as well as Sidney. Some guys getting some special minutes here on the floor to cap off this run, as it looks like Green will finish MAC play undefeated this year as they'll head into sectionals. Erickson makes the first shot as he's at the free throw line. It's 49-39. Second one coming here for Erickson at the line. And this one rattles out, so Sidney a rebound ahead for Trevor Dutton. And you think about it, Dutton hit that three a little couple of minutes ago, and he nails another one here. He's got 6 points. It's 49-42. It was a 42-39 game when he hit that last one, so Sidney was right there, but Green just down the stretch. Done a nice job. So 49-42 as Sidney takes another foul. And this will send Luke Day to the line. He's got 12 points. And he'll look to add to it here for the Trojans. Again, a big thank you to all our special sponsors that are a part of Championship Weekend. The girls' game is set to tip off at 4 o'clock between Bainbridge, Guilford, and Delhi. We'll have that for you right here on CDO as well. And Bob, I can't thank you enough for coming and joining me here today. It's been great.
Oh, you know, I was going to come down and watch the game anyway. I might as well talk about it, too, while I'm here.
Luke Day makes the first one. He's got 13, and, well, we're always glad to have you. Your knowledge here in the broadcast booth makes us sound a lot better.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I appreciate you asking.
Second one is up and good for Luke Day. He's got 14, and Green has a 51-42 lead. Sidney coming down looking for maybe one final shot. Here's Alex Hoskins at the buzzer. He makes it. So Hoskins has got 8. That's his only points in the second half. And that'll do it. A 51-45 victory for the Green Trojans in the student section, mobbing the court here at Hartwick College. Unbelievable here for the Green Trojans, winning today 51-45. Post-game show coming up. We'll have our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Again, the final, Green wins the Boys MAC Championship 51-45 over Sidney. We'll be right back on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sidney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
You are
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here for the Boys MAC Championship Contest as the Green Boys defeat Sydney 51-45 to win their first MAC title in school history for boys basketball. So again, a 51-45 victory here for Green. Let's go through the scoring summary. Jordan Harrington, 18 points for Green, 14 for Luke Day, 8 for Joe Miranda, 5 for Mitchell Walters, and 5 for Luke Erickson. So again, Jordan Harrington, 18 points, and Luke Day with 14 for Green. On the other side for Sydney, 10 from Colin Carl, 9 from Kyle Smith, 8 from Alex Hoskins, 7 from Ethan Finch, 6 from Trevor Dutton, and 5 from Zach Green. And again, 51-45 is our final. Bob, let's do our three awards here before we wrap up today's broadcast. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think in my mind, Jordan Harrington, 18 points, 17 in the second half, leads his team to the victory here. So Jordan Harrington, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Bob, a lot of choices here. We'll give another one to Green. Luke Day, 14 points. He did a lot as well as that hole. I wish you could give an award to the whole team for Green in the second half, just the way they came and kind of shut it down.
Yeah, senior leadership, guard play led Green to that victory in the second half. You know, they were non-existent in the first half. All of a sudden, more aggressive, hitting some shots, getting to the basket. Made a big difference. Keys in the game.
So Luke Day is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner. Finally, the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to give that one to Colin Carl today from Sydney. He was so effective down low. I think kind of just ran out of gas towards the end, but had a really great afternoon for Sydney.
I thought the difference in the game in the first half anyway was Sydney was only allowing one shot per possession because Colin just had so many rebounds. Rebound after rebound made a difference keeping Sydney in the game.
So we will give Colin Carl our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award here tonight. Well, that's going to do it for our broadcast. 51-45, the Green Boys, congratulations to them. First championship in school history for boys basketball. Great day for them. But don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with the girls MAC championship game between Bainbridge Guilford and Delhi. That's set to be a great one. For Bob Butcher, I'm Nate Lowe. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studio. Stay tuned. More hoops coming up this afternoon on CDO.